We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Daryl, I know you were frustrated today when you asked your question about Baker not playing, because I know you've been adamant that Baker shouldn't be playing. I think he should be benched for poor performance. But anyway, that I think we just got to get over that, because this is not happening. They keep saying he's healthy. He said he was. It's the healthiest he's been in a while, and he still played like crap.
Yeah.
So nothing's changed, and they're going to play him until they're out of it officially, which they're not officially out of it yet.
Yeah, I mean, they're not out of it officially, but they did themselves no favors last night, that's for sure. I mean, look, the offense is in the tank, and Baker Mayfield's a big reason why the offense is in the tank. In five of the last six games that he has started, the Browns have scored 14 or fewer points, including the last three games. He has lost five of his last seven starts. He's completing less than 60% of his passes. In fact, since coming back from the separated left shoulder, it's 56.1% of his passes, five touchdowns, three interceptions, a couple of fumbles, and a partridge in a pear tree. So he's not getting it done. They're not winning because of him. They're losing because of him. Again, this is not a referendum on Baker Mayfield, at least from my position as the franchise quarterback. This was about health. And
but you're not going to pay him, Daryl, right? You would
not anymore. No, yeah. Why would you? At this point, no. I'm going to string. If I'm Andrew Berry, I'm stringing this thing out now, and going the Kirk Cousins route. You can't. As I noted in my top takeaways last night, and I realize it's a difficult ask, but the great ones do it. Ball in your hands, less than 2 minutes to go win the football game. And Baker Mayfield can't do it. He's not done it. Whether he's healthy or not, he's 0-3 this season. Had a chance against the Chiefs, didn't get it done. Had a chance against the Chargers, didn't get it done. Last night against the Ravens, didn't even come close to getting it. And that's the thing for me, is not only is he not getting it done in those moments, he's not even coming close to getting it done. Like, those drives are non-factors when he has the ball in his hand in those situations. And again, from my perspective, I understand from yours, you probably see the situation a little differently. From my perspective, yeah, I understand the injury, all that's a factor. But bottom line business is, they're not winning with him playing hurt. He's not winning games late like the elite quarterbacks do. You know, we see Tom Brady do it all the time. Patrick Mahomes does it all the time. Lamar Jackson
Aaron Rodgers right now.
Aaron Rodgers does it all the time. Aaron Rodgers had 30 seconds a couple of weeks ago, and he went and won a football game.
And so, he needs surgery on his foot.
Right. And so you know, that's when you talk about the big picture with Baker, like, but that those are the situations that I look at, and no, sorry, Baker, you're not worth elite money because you don't play at an elite level when the game is on the line.
What do you think the Browns are thinking right now when they're playing Baker? I mean, in terms of the contract status and looking forward, I mean, you think they're honestly like, because I think they should be behind the scenes looking at other options going into this offseason to give themselves some flexibility.
I 100% agree with you, Dustin. That doesn't mean you go out and you do something. I think, and you certainly don't broadcast that. You don't leak that to Jay Glazer and Ian Rappaport and all this other stuff like tends to happen. You keep that very tight and quiet, but I don't think Andrew Berry's doing his job if he doesn't. I'm not advocating, and I want to be very clear, I'm not advocating replacing Baker Mayfield. To your point that you made, though, Dustin, just as you would do with any position on the team, you look, you see what's out there to potentially upgrade at that position. I'm not a fan of the quarterback competition in training camp making him earn the job next year, because if you have two quarterbacks competing for one job, that tells me you have no quarterbacks. That's just my take on that when you're looking at where this franchise is expected to be, and that is now a perennial playoff contender. And unfortunately, the injuries have derailed this season for Baker. The organization, in my opinion, failed Baker by not sitting him down for multiple weeks after that Arizona Cardinals game. The only reason he didn't start against Denver is basically the choice was made for them, right? Medically. Right. He should not have started against the Steelers. You mean to tell me Case Keenum couldn't have lost that game 15-10? I don't know what the result would have been if Case started against the Bengals. I imagine it would not have been a 41-16 blowout. You know, the Patriots, I got to think that game would have been better than 45-7 with Case Keenum
but
starting.
Daryl, wait a second. How would you say he would have done better against the Steelers, but he would have done worse against the Bengals and then would have done better again against the Patriots?
Well, because my thinking is that Bengals are a really good football team, okay? So, you know, the Steelers, in my view, I view the Steelers as not being a good football team, okay? I don't view them as a playoff team or whatever.
Okay.
That's why I say
But my point is we can't say Baker was hurt for these other games and not hurt for the Bengal game, you know, because nothing changed between now and then. And he said yesterday that he felt the best he felt. Anyway, we've gone through this too many times. Let's move on to other things. Did you have a problem with I didn't. I don't know if that matters to you. Probably doesn't. Shouldn't. But I had no problem with Myles Garrett dapping up Lamar Jackson. Did you?
No, absolutely not. He showed an opponent respect. I mean, look, that was a ridiculous play. And again, a play you'll never see Baker Mayfield make.
Yeah, to be fair, not a lot of quarterbacks.
Not a lot of quarterbacks can make that play.
I know. I'm just saying, though, since again, what you need to get to where you need to go, right? But no, I got no problem with Miles being respectful and showing him love for the throw. What I found amusing in that whole situation, and Jadeveon Clowney was very lucky the officials didn't throw a flag, is you got Myles Garrett on the left side of the frame is shaking Lamar Jackson's hand, and on the right side of the frame, Jadeveon Clowney's slamming his helmet into the ground in frustration over it. But no, I think sportsmanship is something that gets lost in today's culture. And I think Myles should be applauded for something like that. And when you talk about the type of a player that kids should look up to or aspire to emulate, I think Miles fits in that category. And like I said, I think it was great for young kids to see Miles do something like that.
Daryl, let's talk about the injury to Conklin and how big of a loss that's going to be going forward here.
Yeah, it's pretty big. I mean, they were on ice skates as it was with Blake Hansett at right tackle. Look, he's playing out of position. We all know that. But yeah, it's unfortunate that they were only able to have Conklin back basically for a series and a half there before he got hurt. Ten minutes of game time. He had gotten back a lot faster than I thought he would, quite honestly, just missing the three games with that dislocated left elbow. So I think that's a pretty significant loss for them, both in the run game as well as pass protection.
Daryl Ryder with us on the hotline. Daryl, how about the defense as a whole? I mean, is that like we were, you know, calling for Joe Woods' head like I feel like 3 weeks ago, and all of a sudden now he's got like looks like the best defense in football. They played fantastic last night.
Can't pin that one on Joe Woods and the D last night. That's for sure. I mean, look, they got and this is what's so frustrating about that loss last night is Lamar Jackson's not coming here on December 12th and throwing four picks. That will not happen again. That was a gift from above, and Baker Mayfield and Kevin Stefanski basically blew that opportunity. They were great. Anytime you create four turnovers against Lamar, you limit him to 16 points. Again, you limit your opponent below 20 points in the National Football League. You should win those games. And we're seeing that, excuse me, with this defense this year, Dustin, where they're doing, you know, fairly well, right? Against the Bears, they gave up 6 points in a 20-point win. They held the Vikings to just 7 points in a 14-7 win. They beat the Broncos, holding them to 14 points. Lost to the Steelers despite holding them to 15. Held the hapless Lions to 10, and then the Ravens were limited.
And
to
the Bengals
just 16.
Game, the defense played well.
Yeah,
the Bengals.
Yeah, the Bengals. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, they They also held the Bengals, which I think was arguably one of their best, if not best, defensive performance just from the level of competition that they were facing. Because the Bengals are for real. It's been maddening to watch that side of the ball because it's been such a roller coaster ride. And I know people want to say at the end of the game there, they didn't get off the field fast enough. Well, they were on the field for 38 minutes last night. That's a long time to have to play.
Anybody saying that is an idiot, Darryl.
Yeah,
They lost the game 100% because of the offense last night.
Absolutely 100%. Yeah. So I give a lot of credit to that side of the football. They did their part.
I have been totally against the idea of Kevin Stefanski giving up play calling. I've changed my mind this week. I think it's the perfect time to give it a shot with 2 weeks. He's not going to do it. Is this all about ego?
I won't say that, but, I mean, last night was a perfect example, right, where they couldn't even count 11 guys on the field. They were successful last year with him calling the plays and handling head coaching duties, and you can look at that, but I think at some point, you know, the perk of being the head coach is you get to tell other people what to do and hold them accountable for the job that they're doing. I am more and more that the subject comes up, Bull, the more and more I'm beginning to lean in the direction of it's time to turn the keys over to Alex Van Pelt. He's done it before. He's qualified. He's capable. I do agree with you that the bye week is the perfect time to make such a transition, but much like he said in regards to Baker Mayfield's situation, he is comfortable with how they go about doing their business. And again, my argument though is, and I'm sure yours is as well, not to put any words in your mouth, but we're seeing a lot of confusion this year that we did not see last year.
Yeah.
And that's what I have a problem with, because to me, confusion, That's on the coaches, and that should not happen.
How do they fix it, Darryl? I mean, like, everyone asked in the press conferences these questions to the coach, you know, and he says, it's on me, we got to be better, we got to do this, that, and the other. But he really doesn't say anything when he says what he can do to be better.
You're just
he just says
up on
be
that
better.
Now, Dustin?
Well, yeah, I know you're being funny, and I that's fine. But I'm just saying, like, honestly, like...
Right.
How's this guy go from being the coach of the year to this type of coach?
Yeah, well, that performance last night was right out of the Hugh Jackson and Freddie Kitchens.
Ooh,
playbook,
baby,
that's for
sure.
Let's just call it for what it is, and absolutely inexcusable. And unfortunately for Kevin, I hold him to a higher standard now, right? Based on what I saw last year, so my expectation goes up, right? He's not a rookie head coach, so. Honestly, Dustin, I don't think it can be fixed. I know that's something you and fans don't want to hear, but, well, I mean, we're this deep into the season. The problems are the problems, and I don't think they're getting fixed. They got 5 games to go. You're 12 deep, right? I don't think a bye week all of a sudden is going to magically fix everything. And again, it's not one thing that needs fixed. You can't just say, well, you know, hey, if we improve our 2-minute situation here, we're in great shape, right? 2-minute situation. It's the red zone offense. It's the pass offense. It's run. Now the run game's got some problems. You now know that you're without your all-pro right tackle for the rest of the season, so you got to address that. I mean, it's not just like one thing that they can hone in on during this bye week and say, hey, guys, we shore this up. We're in great shape down the stretch. I mean, they have a list a mile long of things they need to address and fix. So quite frankly, I think it's broken, and I don't think it's fixable.
Wow.
I think you're right. It's fixable in the off season, but I agree with
Correct.
You, Darryl. I don't think so. You mentioned Freddie Kitchens. If Freddie Kitchens, Alex Van Pelt, and Mike McCarthy all walked into a room together, could you tell the three apart?
Yes, I probably could. Yeah, I'm pretty confident, yeah.
Dustin, you think you could tell those three apart?
Yes.
Freddie was calling the Giants play. He was the offensive coordinator this week for the Giants, and they won. They didn't score that much, but
It's a great role for him.
Should the Browns bring him back?
He hasn't proven anything other than he's a good play caller when he's an OC. He's not a good head coach.
For a half a season.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I mean, he seems like he's a smart offensive mind. He's just not a good head coach.
Yep. No, Smart and Freddie should never go together. We should know that.
No, that's not nice. Be nice.
It's not nice. Doesn't mean it's untrue.
You got to be smart to be a coach in the National Football League. Come on.
Do you?
Yeah, I think you do.
I'm with Dustin on that one. Is he a leader of an entire locker room of men?
Is he a leader of color?
But I do think that I think him being an OC or calling plays, I think that's his ceiling in the NFL. And that's okay.
I guess
you can make a lot of money
idiot.
Doing that. You can be really successful doing it.
You can't be an idiot. That's fair.
I mean, goodness, come on.
I don't know that you got to be smart, but you can't be an idiot.
Okay.
There are spaces in between smart and idiot.
I mean, if you look throughout the years of all the people that have come through Cleveland working for the Cleveland Browns, setting aside the end results, but if you look at the list of names and the coordinators that have rolled through here over the years, Bull, it's a pretty impressive list. They've had some pretty smart guys roll through here. Maurice Carthon.
Shanahan.
Brad Childress, North Turner, Kyle Shanahan. They've had a lot of good people roll through here over the years.
Darryl.
It's amazing the Browns have been so bad over those years as well. Last
question, Darryl. I know somebody that was at the game yesterday. They were sitting in a suite right near the Haslams. And the person that was there, I'm not going to say who it is, this person told me, they said to me, quote, "I did not want to look at Jimmy Haslam in the eye because I thought he would steal my soul." Jimmy Haslam had the ability to steal souls. What do you say?
He has tremendous presence, I think is the perfect steal way souls. To describe that. When you are face-to-face with Jimmy or you lock eyes with him, he has a very strong, commanding presence about him.
Okay. What'd you think of Odell Beckham's long touchdown yesterday?
Yeah, it'd been nice if he'd done that here in Cleveland, but, you know, is what it is.
Yeah, maybe the quarterback couldn't get him the ball.
Again, as I wrote in my top takeaways, no explosiveness in the wide receiver room right now outside of Jarvis Landry, and the one guy capable of doing it defected and didn't want to be here.
But good thing we needed the special teams help to not have Rashard Higgins there.
Oh, well, not yet. Ridiculous. Well, and not only that.
Yeah, there's some rumors going around. There's something off the field going on. Have you heard anything?
No, I haven't. I don't want to speculate on that.
I don't either. That's why I asked you.
Even
though I am speculating.
we leave the reckless speculation to the morning show.
All right, fair enough.
But Andy Janovich not being active last night against one of the top run defenses.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me a fullback would not have helped Baker Mayfield or helped the running backs a little bit? So that's why I asked about those two inactive situations because that kind of caught my eye last night, and I felt both of those players. Oh, by the way, JoJo Natson. 2 offensive snaps, 0 targets, 1 kickoff return for 15 yards. Yeah.
It was a total waste.
Bravo, JoJo Natson over Rashard Higgins. Good job out of whoever made that decision.
Good call. All right, Darryl. Good stuff. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.